Today, we'd like to check the title of Paul's watering ministry in Ephesus. To another word, Saul through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1 and verse 1. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, explained the difference between Apollos' ministry at Corinth and here Paul's ministry at Ephesus, and what can we learn from here. In verse 2, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 3 in verse 13. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus of those who had the evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." What can we see the hearts of exorcists, and what can we learn here in the light of Jesus' teaching to the church of Ephesus on the book of Revelation? Paul was ministering here at Ephesus in his third mission, book of Acts 18:23-21:16, when he wrote to Galatians, 2 Corinthians, and Romans. In the last time in book of Acts 18:24-28, now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, although he knew only the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogues. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he desired to cross over Achaia region, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace. For he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. Apollos taught accurately the way of the Lord, that is the word of God in the gospel of Jesus Christ at Ephesus, only with knowledge of the water baptism of John. But he learned from Aquila and Priscilla the way of God more accurately, that is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Then he went to Corinth in Achaia region, where Paul had taught the word of God in the gospel of Jesus Christ for 1.5 years in the light of verse 18, verse 1 and 11. Then we may see this map, Paul's third mission trip, you know, basically Minor Asia, today is Turkey and Syria, you know, the Jerusalem, you know, area there. Then is Ephesus, the picture right here. This is Ephesus Tyrant School's library, verse 9. That is Diana. In the last year, archaeologists discovered Diana statue image right there. Then is this temple of Diana, great Diana. Also, the first arch, you may see the image of Zeus, the head. Zeus had an image right there. So then is open theater. This is basically verse 29. So verse 1, and it happened while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples. Ephesus was the capital city in Minor Asia, with Alexandria in Egypt, Antioch in Syria. As stated above, Apollos instructed the way of the Lord, preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, or watered at Ephesus, with John's water baptism. Planted, Apollos is planted. Yeah, planted at Ephesus, just with John's water baptism. But learning of the baptism with the Spirit from Aquila and Priscilla, Apollos taught the scripture at the waters at Corinth. Paul began to teach scripture or water at Ephesus. So we should go forward the whole scriptures from the principles of the gospel to become more like Christ. Also here, finding some disciples were found. The followers of Jesus Christ were made by Apollos at Ephesus. That's why disciple found some disciples. Question to you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed, or did you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit since you believed? In the light of the flow, livest of living waters. The first fullness of the Holy Spirit is called as the baptism with the Holy Spirit. They were not heard much of that because Apollos did not teach them of the baptism with the Spirit, but John's water baptism only. The water baptism ceremony before the public signifies washing off sins with the word of God in the gospel, or expressing repentance of unbelief and all the other sins for a baptized person to be a born-again Christian. That is a conversion baptism with the Holy conversion, indwelling Holy Spirit, conversion. Then, baptism with the Holy Spirit as the first fullness of the Holy Spirit called, causing one or continual empowering experiences, is separate from conversion, subsequent to the conversion. Number one, not only indwelling Spirit, but also the fullness of the Spirit. Often the baptism with water by immersion initiated from John the Baptist and absorbed in the name of Jesus. And the baptism with the Holy Spirit by laying hands in the name of Jesus having been conducted. With the power we as witness to Jesus can minister in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Both the baptisms are conducted in the name of only one Jesus. A Christian is born again of water and Spirit, like a blowing wind. Through faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, you call Jesus as the Lord, who is in you, and your body is the temple of the Spirit. Jesus wants the flowing Holy Spirit from us. That is a continual empowering experiences rather than mere one-time experience for spiritual Christians, rather than carnal or baby Christians, as it is learned. Number two, examples. Philip preached the gospel and baptized with water in Samaria. Let Peter and John baptize with the Spirit by laying hands on the people. Saul called the shining Jesus as the Lord and was filled with the Holy Spirit through Ananias. And Saul, or Paul, was baptized with water and began to preach on Damascus. Peter preached in Cornelius' home. The Spirit came upon the Gentiles as well as the gift of Holy Spirit, which was tongues. They were baptized with water before the public. Number three, gifts of the Spirit and fruit of the Spirit. There are diversity of gifts of ministries and of operations or activities. Whatever God wills, He distributes to each one individually, because God is never framed by humans. Gifts, there are many gifts of the Spirit, about 30 gifts, such as wisdom, knowing hidden factor, healing, faith, miracles, prophecy, tongues, administration, teacher, minister, exhorter, liberal donor, diligent leader, evangelist, and pastor and teachers, and so on. Often in the Old Testament time, God gave the gift of prophecy, while in the New Testament, God gave the gift of tongue. We should not exercise any spiritual gifts for personal gain rather than for His glory, not practicing lawlessness. Next, the fruit or best gifts. The fruit or the Spirit, over the Spirit, or the fruit only in Jesus Christ is agape love, which may show many attributes called as best gifts. The much fruit is such as long-suffering, non-envying, faithfulness, gentleness, or self-control, and so on. Number three. And He said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on Him who would come after Him, that is, on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Now the men were about 12 in all, and he went into synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. Paul baptized them with the Holy Spirit by laying hands. Here, their empowering experiences were caused by tongues, prophecy, the gifts of the Spirit. 9-10. But when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way people, the multitude, he departed from them with the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. And this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greek. Some defamed the way for salvation, or the gospel of Jesus Christ, which Paul taught. Paul taught the word of God in the school of Tyrannus continually for 2 years. The word of the Lord Jesus was spread to minor Asia region. See above photo the library in the school of Tyrannus, who was a philosopher, Tyrannus a philosopher. Then 11-12. Now God worked unusual miracles, a gift of the Spirit, by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from the body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had the evil spirit, saying, "We exercise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." God worked unusual miracles to heal the patients and to cast out evil spirits, the gift of the Spirit, by the hands of Paul. That is, Paul received the spiritual gift of miracles from God. One believed that God was going to do it at the moment he could touch the handkerchiefs or aprons of Paul. At the touching moment, his face was activated with the sick body healed or the evil spirit cast out, called as active faith. Most of the faith is passive because most time faith is not fulfilled momentarily. So residence in God's time, right? That's the cross reference. Verse 13, Jewish exorcists used the name of the Lord Jesus for their exorcism business against the word of God. God wants us undivided loyalty to Him. Ephesians Christians left the first love, but they did not search where they fell, repent, and do accordingly. Today, there is no church in Ephesus, as the lampstand was removed from is a place, according to Jesus' statement. 14 up to 20. And there were seven sons of Sheva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This is because known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, all fear fell down on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, and many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of the Lord, and they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver, a lot of money. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. Some Jewish exorcists tried to cast out the evil spirit with the use of Jesus' name, but were overpowered by the evil spirit and ran away naked and wounded. Ephesians, both Jews and Greeks, feared of the Lord and lifted up the name of the Lord Jesus. Many believers spread these things of miracles, and many magicians burned their books of value of 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord spread mightily and prevailed over all the other spirits, because the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. 21-22. When these things were accomplished, Paul purposed in the Spirit. When he had passed through Macedonia region and Achaia region to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. So he sent into Macedonia two of those who ministered to him, Timothy and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a time. After these things, the Spirit led Paul to will go to Macedonia region, Achaia region, Jerusalem city, and Rome city. Then Rome city was the center of the world. Paul desired to take the message of Christ to Rome. Paul had the faith to go to Rome without knowing how and when to go there. Passive faith. So Paul sent Timothy, his spiritual son, and Erastus the treasurer into Macedonia region before his going there. But he stayed here for a while. Cross-reference right there. And about that time, there arose a great commotion or turmoil about the way for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, who made the silver shrines of Diana, brought no small profit to the craftsman. There were great disputes about the way of the Lord Jesus. Demetrius, the silversmith of Diana, which was the goddess of fertility, was losing his profit because of the way. Diana was the Latin name, equivalent of Artemis, the Greek name, Ashtoreth, the Babylon name, Shebaba, fortress of Diana's statue. 25:27. He called them together with the workers of a similar occupation and said, "Men, you know that we have our prosperity by his trade. Moreover, you see and hear that not only at Ephesus, but throughout almost all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away many people, saying that they are not gods which are made with hands. So not only is this trade of ours in danger of falling into disrepute, but also the temple of great goddess Diana may be despised and her magnificence destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worship." Demetrius triggered the riot with other similar occupation workers for the occupation prophets and with other people for worship the goddess Diana, against the Paul's statement of no gods made with hands, Shebaba, porters over the temple of Diana. 28:29. "Now when they heard this, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, 'Great is Diana of the Ephesians.' So the whole city was filled with confusion, and rushed into the theater with one accord, having seized Gaius and Aristarchus, Macedonians, Paul's travel companions. Many angry audiences cried out, 'Great Diana of the Ephesians,' and called out Paul's co-ministers, Aristarchus from Thessalonica, over Macedonia region, and Gaius, the host of likely the home church in Ephesus, who was from Derbe over Macedonia region, and was baptized with water by Paul, Shebaba, porter of open theater." 30:39. "And when Paul wanted to go into the people, the disciple would not allow him. Then some of the officials of Asia, who were his friends, sent to him, pleading that he would not venture into theater. Some therefore cried one thing, some another, for the assembly was confused, and most of them did not know why they come together. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude of the Jews, putting him forward. And Alexander motioned with his hand, and wanted to make his defense to the people. But when they found that he was a Jew, all with one voice cried out for about 2 hours, 'Great is Diana of the Ephesians.' And when the city clerk had quieted the crowd, he said, 'Men of Ephesus, and man is there who does not know that the city of the Ephesians is the temple guardian of a great goddess Diana, and of the image which fell down from Zeus. Therefore, since these things cannot be denied, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly, for you have brought these men here, who are neither robbers of temples nor blasphemers of your goddess. Therefore, if Demetrius and his fellow craftsmen have a case against anyone, the courts are open and they are proconsuls. Let them bring charges against one another. But if you have any other inquiry to make, it shall be determined in the lawful assembly. For we are in danger of being called in question for today abroad, there being no reason which we may give to account for this disorderly gathering. And when he had said these things, he dismissed the assembly. The disciples, the followers of Jesus, were made by Paul according to Jesus' great commission. And officials, the friends of Paul, convinced Paul not to go into the theater before the angry people. The assembly of the people were confused why they had come together here. Then Alexander, the coppersmith, wanted to depend. The Jews, were not responsible for Paul. But after discovering him as a Jew, they cried out, "Great Diane," for 2 hours. Then the city clerk persuaded them upon, number one, any images of Diana or Zeus, the god of the sky, neither stolen nor damaged by the arrestees. And number two, the Demetrius or other craftsmen right to file a lawsuit before proconsuls or magistrates in the courts in order to scatter assembly. He did so. So we covered all the questions. Let's see, continue to keep on prayer. Weather change, not only California, other particularly eastern state there. Is Texas area as well. So at the end of this month, still free ebook available. So right here, free code, you may use that, this grace. So keep on praying for here, South Sudan, you know, starvation, sickness, you know, their Calvary Chapel and mission continue to keep on. So this week is Palm Sunday and the Easter coming. So what happens in the light of the five verses right here. So you may see that.